Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Nice bumper music there, Brian. We are celebrating the St. Paddy's Day holiday coming up on Tuesday. But you know what? You can't get started unless you start early. So we're after it. But Barbecue Bob, you went and traveled a little bit this week. You were out on work and found a gym, I heard.
That's right. And again, thanks again to Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Plainfield Avenue.
Right.
It's the best Irish bar in West Michigan. I've been to a few in Detroit. This rides up there with all of those.
100% authentic.
Thanks again to our producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, doing a good job there on the Irish bumper music for being a Hollander. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So I go to Mount Pleasant very often,
mm-hmm.
every week, and I'm taking the shortcuts back, trying to find new dealers south of there. I work for Carrier, so I'm always looking for Carrier heating and cooling guys that I can bring into the family. And it's about lunchtime. It's before lunchtime, but I see this sign that says barbecue. They're not open.
Ah.
And I'm in Ithaca. And I'm like, man, I've never seen this place. So I went around to the side door, and I broke into the kitchen and found this nice man and his wife, and I BS'd my way into their kitchen so I could sample things. And on the live line right now, we've got Chris Cook from Bones Barbecue. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it was just a fun – I love discovering barbecue places, and you were very, very gracious. So I can tell right off the bat that when people walk into your establishment, they're going to feel the love of barbecue.
Yes. Yes, yes. We've only been here about a month and a half, so.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Chris, word up, lock your door. Because you get riffraff coming in the side door, and here you are, man. No, but I'm kidding, of course. But anyway, so a month and a half, what brought you to the barbecue world, man?
My wife, we've been in the restaurant industry pretty much my whole life. My parents had another restaurant, and we had this property here, just sitting here. My wife said, let's open a barbecue place, and we had zero experience with it, and away we went.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I admire your courage. Because
isn't that something?
Yeah, that's cool. But so a barbecue place, tell me what's cooking, man?
Our biggest thing is the brisket. Brisket and ribs, and we tend to sell out of those every night. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Right. So explain that to me, selling out. Because when a business runs out of inventory, usually that's a problem. But in the barbecue industry, that's a compliment, right? So
right.
You're cooking all night, right? And then or start in the middle of the night and getting ready to serve it during the day. What time do you open up? Do you serve lunch or is it just dinner?
We open at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you are up all night putting meat on a smoker.
Yes, I usually get my wife to come in early.
So here's the cool thing, Jop. So I'm stumbling through this place, and very affable, very nice couple, just, you know, letting this big bullocks barge into their kitchen, you know, when they should have pulled a 38 on me. He's pulling out his homemade barbecue sauces.
Oh.
And I'm like, you've been in the business a couple months, and you've already got sauce this good? I'm just looking at him thinking, man, that's weird. That's really weird, but good on you. You're going to do just fine because I've seen guys who have Bravo Sierra barbecue get in the business and do just fine. So, you know, there's a bunch of those mediocre guys out there. So if you've been in the restaurant world your whole life and you start off this good, I think Bones Barbecue is going to be a destination in no time at all. And, again, give us your location.
We are at 101 East Center in Ithaca, Michigan.
Yeah, so it just
sounds like right downtown.
Ithaca,
yep.
It's the place to be.
Yeah. So, Chris, tell me. Let's go down your menu of the proteins. You've mentioned ribs, and you mentioned brisket. You doing any chicken? Doing any sausages? What's that look like?
We got smoked pork. We do smoked pork butt, and we smoke chicken breasts. And then we got a bunch of sides. We got roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, fresh green beans, homemade mac and cheese, homemade potato salad, and baked beans. And
wow,
try to
sounds great.
From scratch.
Well, that's
we're good. Both on diets and we're really hungry, so yeah. You got to stop talking about all this.
And I'm a mac and cheese freak, man. Yeah. I love me some mac and cheese. So
who doesn't?
Right. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Oh, so good.
And when you're an adult, sometimes you just have to get fettuccine Alfredo because they don't have mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So anyway, how about Christy, your beautiful wife? Is she an experienced restaurateur as well?
She's been in it with me for the last 10 years, but she's a whiz at YouTube, and that's where she's
really
everything out if we have a problem.
So so you can find Bones Barbecue on YouTube?
Oh, no, that's where she just figured out everything that we needed to know to open a barbecue place.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that crazy? And you already knew the restaurant business. As I
right.
could tell by looking at your kitchen and all the stuff you had there, it's like a month and a half old, and it smelled like from the barbecue, the patina on your smoker smelled like you've been there for years.
Right.
So, Chris, do you have seating at your restaurant? Is it a takeout or is it a sit-down restaurant?
It's both. We have seating, and then we also have a bar in the back.
That's where everybody's bar should be.
Yeah, there is actually a bar in the back, too. And I think when you're going to have a restaurant, to have the ability to serve a beer with some barbecue isn't a bad idea.
I think I agree.
Just thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any Michigan microbrews there, Chris?
Not yet. We are working on it.
Yeah, brand new, so. Goodness
right.
sakes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you can even get out of bed in the morning. You guys have got to be just killing yourselves.
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right. So Ithaca, Michigan, Bones Barbecue. It's the Chris and Christy Show. Thanks right. so much for joining us. Do you have a Facebook page or website?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's Bones Barbecue.
Great. Nice. That sounds good. All right. Chris.
Hey. Thank you, guys.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to see you Monday for lunch.
We're not open on Monday.
Oh, I already have an appointment set.
Yeah.
I'll have to call the guy. We got to go somewhere else.
So Chris, then here's the deal. Lock the door on Monday because he'll still come to knock on the door.
I'm glad I told you.
Right. Funny stuff.
That'd be a buzz killer.
Right. It's a good
stuff. All right, buddy.
Stuff.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Hey, there you go, Bob. Another couple that are just putting it all out there to try to make a go of it in the barbecue business. I love supporting those. I'm so glad that you found those guys because, you know what, whether they make it or not, damn it, they're going after it.
Oh,
and
trust
obviously
me.
You had some.
Trust me, they're going to make it.
Some of their food.
They're already on their way.
Yeah.
They're selling out.
Yeah.
Every night.
Right.
So.
Yep. Sounds like Ithaca was in overdue for a good barbecue
and
joint.
And what town isn't?
Right. Exactly. Anyway, it might be time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah. Today's man law number 38. Any man that is old enough and not in the military should at least support the troops.
Hell yeah.
Even if you don't agree with the war, they're your countrymen fighting to protect you, and you should show them your support.
Right.
Actually, I'll one up it a little bit. If you're of age, you should just go in.
Right.
Know? You know, have the cojones, go in, serve your country for a few years.
You've got a son doing that, right?
I have two sons doing it.
I understand, but one of them is going to deploy pretty soon.
That's
isn't
right, and it's not about me or us. It's every young man. I'm telling you, our country needs men.
Right.
We're turning into a country of, I don't know, what do you call those little tails they put on their hair, the man buns. We're turning into the man bun country. It ain't pretty. So go serve your country for crying
right.
out loud.
Yeah, it's a noble thing to do. I never did it, but this man law hits home because my father did. And you know what? I support anybody and everybody. Salute to those that are serving, whether you're in the military or one of our public defenders in many, many ways. You're serving others, and that's an amazing thing to do. But coming up next... we're going to continue this Irish part of this, and grilled bangers and some Guinness sauce might be on the menu. Stick with us. We'll be back.